Hello, this is Breakaway FM. AM Breakaway is here now. Used to be a Breakaway FM. We're also incorporated with the Soaker's House. We're all together in the same thing. You may have heard my programs before. It was Breakaway FM. Well, we went to the other part about the Soaker's House. We might be doing some switching around on the name as we are moving into some other issues in streaming with music. Today's conversation I'm going to have with you is some time ago, and why I'm bringing back some of the subjects is because we got talking about this a few years ago, and we've had a lot of hits on that program about medical marijuana. Now the research is on my part. I'm going to tell you some good things, and I'm going to tell you some bad things. I've had to deal with chronic pain with it and everything else. Let me tell you about that particular thing. The best thing for you to do if you're on a medical marijuana situation right now, do not share your medicine with anybody. Do not tell anybody that you got medical marijuana. Our mistake was to tell people that we had medical marijuana and people at church. And what happened? Well, the pastor got went, and I was honest with him, told him all my medicines. I even had a medicine that was called methamphetamine or something for pain and everything. It had the word first four words, meth. And I shared with him that it had nothing to do with meth. It is a pain pack where you take about seven pills the first time, and it narrows down to six, five, four, three, two, one, and you're over. If you understand what I'm talking about, you'll understand that medicine. It's for pain. The best way to go with medical marijuana, I think, is chewables and pills. The problem is with what I'm finding out about the medical marijuana, I've done it for about 4 or 5 years. I mean, back to it. I've done it all my life, on and off. It's not a thing where I have to have it all the time. Well, here's the news. I don't like smoking. I never have liked cigarette smoking. I don't like smoking. That's what you got to think about. The smoking. Smoking, smoking, smoking. You know, I started to remember some, you know, days. Here I'm, 60 plus. And, you know, there was one day I was just having a hard time breathing. It was after I had smoked medical marijuana, smoked it. And also, I had problems with people. Because now that my wife talking to people out in Bible study that I had medical marijuana, then it got blown out from there and there. She claimed she didn't, but I know for sure that she's talked to people within her friendly circles. And let me tell you, you don't get too transparent with church people. I'll tell you right out, you don't get too transparent with church people. Your pastor is not supposed to be telling on you. He's supposed to be taking an oath of silence on that. He's not supposed to be doing anything. There's a word for it. I can't think of it right now. But he is not supposed to tell anything about your information. But let me tell you, church is leaky. And the church does a lot of talking. So the worst place for you to talk about your medicine is in a church setting. I got kicked off a worship team because, he heard this and we can't have people on drugs. Well, I had older people, 60 plus up there too. They got rid of them. Well, they were on medical, not marijuana, but medicines too, dealing with pain. Well, now that pastor went and took out the whole thing, there's very few senior citizens on the band now. They got youthful people that I don't think can sing a note. Sorry. old school, I like it, yeah. But, you know, and then the other part was I did a lot of leads and I did a lot of rhythms and stuff kind of filled in where rhythm guitar, where you're just strumming, you know, it has no emotion. I played for years doing that, and all of a sudden the new pastor wanted to change the whole thing, and we've got people that can't sing a lick, but they can play really good. Anyway, let's get back to the thing about medical marijuana. I voted for it in Montana. I voted that people having 21 and above. Because there is a health problem in smoking. Smoking, you just cannot get around. I'm not saying anything, notice, not saying anything about cancer. I'm just saying, smoking, you can, there's no way around it. If you're going to do that way. But when it gets legalized in Montana this year, we're going to see revenue going up in the state. We're going to see a lot of people, you know, going for it for the high. That's not exactly what I was going for. Unfortunately, when your news gets out, all the people that do marijuana want to come over to your house. And they all want to share, they call it sharing, you know, match your bowl. Yeah, uh-huh. And now they have CBD out that looks like bud, all right? So you don't know what you're getting. You don't know what scam you got going on. People that are addicted to marijuana. Now, I don't call it a gateway drug. Alcohol is the gateway drug to marijuana. And nobody can figure that out, okay? When everybody starts drinking alcohol and they drink it to excess, they end up at parties. And a lot of them, you might not be in that category, go for smoking marijuana. Friends, I don't like smoking. I figured that out this year. I don't like smoking. And what am I doing? I don't mind consuming. The gummy bears are 5%. They don't have the power that I think they need. They need to be up 10, 20%. Or, you know, and the good thing about regulations, USDA and things like that. Everything's going to be under a control thing that needs to be there. USDA has done some fouled up things, and I don't believe they're going to be the best to keep an eye on it. But you never know, because the feds, they like to play around and do everything else, and they still don't recognize marijuana. Felons, you can't have it. You can't have CBD. Felons, you can't have... Hey, you can't even have alcoholic... what do they call that? NyQuil. Okay. I've researched this. I've gone through some things this year that I was trying to help some kids out. Get a job and everything. Oh, the guy didn't want to get a job, but he thought he could be a hustler. And I found out real quick the game he was playing. But I was too late in shutting it down. I had him was an eviction notice, and bash, bam, wham, bam, they had one heck of a party over the weekend, and they had some of their party supplies in my house. So I didn't get anything taken away, but I had to go, and I had to go face what I had to face because there are paraphernalia in my room. I'll leave it at that. The drug world, drug addicts. They feed off each other and they feed off of society because that's the way they live, okay? Hustlers, good word. I've seen hustlers in St. Louis. Hustlers, when I lived in St. Louis for 3 years, they like to go around the bars, some of them, pool hustlers. Oh, well, it starts out they want to play pool, make money, and they get people to play, and they're really good at it. And that's the way they want to live, plus doing... the mule, I'm going to sell you illegal drugs. So the whole drug world opens up. I do agree. We don't need to put these people in prison. We need to have them, you know, go through programs. But the programs can't just be educational. Educational isn't going to get it. I've been through the AA thing, and I've been through some of the alcohol treatment things here in Montana, and it's just like going to the College of Education. And my personal opinion of it, of the whole thing, is we're right back to the people who tried to outlaw the Christian church, tried to outlaw alcohol. And it was. It was banned. We know that. Like they did with marijuana. Put them all in a certain class to get rid of them. And it was these people or conservatives that went to extremes. And what did they create? They created mafia. They became gangsters. They created hustlers. Because that was the way people had to live. And that's the way it is even now. And yes, worse than that. Now, like I said, medical marijuana has its place. Medical marijuana is good. But my preference is edibles. My preference is pills, if we have THC pills coming out. I don't like smoking. I know I cut down because I don't like smoking. It retracted my thoughts from the pain that I was getting. I get fire in my leg. Let me back up. I am an amputee. I got stuck in an ice auger in December 19, 1995. The worst day of my life besides this COVID-19 issue. What happened? Well, my whole life is, I had a crushed foot along with that because I got caught in an ice auger in a chicken plant. Hudson Foods, it's no longer existed. And I did a lot of investigation about, well, some things that they were doing. And, you know, the food poisoning thing, all that stuff came up. And I got to share information. Settlement, oh boy. They like to make you feel like it's your fault. You should have woke up. I see the worst thing about workman's comp. If you can get out of workman's comp and go through your own company somehow, I would get away from it. Because they do all that they can to tear you down, make it look like it's your fault when you're the real thing. Here I'm an amputee, crushed foot, from getting stuck in an ice auger, raking ice into the plant to cover their chicken. Okay. Back to the medical marijuana. It helped get rid of that fire feeling when I walk. My days of life have been fire, like I'm walking on coals of fire. Phantom pain. I've had to figure out my own situation with my crushed foot, because no one else knew the solution. I use balanced socks, and I use other socks to spare the foot, because I'm only balanced on one big toe, okay? The other toes are just laying there. They have, the little toe is actually bent in. So I have no motion. Medical marijuana helped me not to think about that. Helped me get my mind off of that. And the pain seemed to be eased. Okay, again, what do I not like? I do not like smoking. What am I doing smoking? So I change my product. I change what I do. I don't do as much. I do good medicines. Actually, I'm more of a naturalist. I like my natural medicines, vitamins, get all that stuff. And there is even there is a medicine that was really good, and it was made out of hops. That was an excellent, excellent painkiller. Guess what? Hops and medical marijuana and marijuana are cousins to each other. Isn't it interesting when you find that research that they're related? Okay. Gateway alcohol to the cousin marijuana. But in medical purposes like leukemia, things with cancer, let me tell you, there is good value in it. I just think we need to get something besides smoking. Or another way, vaping went out. Everybody was vaping. And then now there were regulations and restrictions, and all these stores opened up for vaping. Bam, boom, bang. And now regulations are different. Things are different. Some states, I think, might even ban vaping. All right, I'm out of here for today. And I just thought I'd give you an update about what I think about medical marijuana. Yeah, DEA, just like I've said in the past, there's a lot of crookedness with the DEA, even when they try to clean it up. Sheriff departments, we just found out, you know, I found out about a sheriff here in our local town. He was under sheriff, a deputy. You know, he was there, the outsider information man. They got rid of him and his wife. Problems in the department, corruption. Anyway, we're going to get back to some music. I'm going to play some music here. And, you know, I'm not saying anything against it, but I am saying one thing. You know, check your health. If you're breathing heavy, if you have a hard time getting up the steps, if you have a hard time when you're lifting things, think about it. It could be smoking is the problem. All right, I'm out of here. I'm going to get some music panning out and going in. And let's see, I think the next song's for you. If it's me, hang on. We've got some other songs too. And I hope you enjoy. And if you want to, you can, you know, let me know if you'd like to have some of your music posted up here. Also, let's see, I've got a new album out November 2nd. It'll be on Spotify called The Awakening. Some of the samples have been out there and it's looking good. Thank you for supporting this program by going to Spotify and looking up Dale Calhoun and doing exactly what you've been doing, clicking and listening to music. It's a struggle for doing it streaming. But let me tell you, we've got a new life coming, a new thing. The internet suddenly is going to be popping up with new businesses because we have been changed because of COVID-19. That's another program. Be back with you in another program. You have a good day. We're panning out of here and getting to the music right now. 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's go.
you.